to date or not to date? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to use Tinder and suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or Craigslist and take up arms against a sea of weirdos.
Yeah, don't do that.
Why am I opening up today's second date update like that? Because Erica is on the phone and she wants to call a guy named Alan, and they met in an acting class. What's up, Erica? How did I do?
You did great. You should join the class with us.
Okay, definitely. I'll think about that. What's the guy's name that you want to call today?
His name's Alan.
Alan, and your email said that you guys met in acting class. How'd that go down?
Well, we met in class, and he really stood out to me because he just had, like, a great set of hair, like a full head.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay, that's awesome.
That's a good standard.
Is this an ongoing class, or was this just a one-time class that you took?
It's an 8-week class. So, yeah, it's an ongoing class.
Okay. So how far into your 8 weeks before either you or he asked each other out?
We were into the second week.
Okay. So second week in, and how did you guys officially decide to go out?
Well, we were hanging out after class, and he asked me if I wanted to hang out and, like, go over things.
Oh, I was hoping it would be more romantic than that.
No, it wasn't, Jubal. You wanted more of a script.
Yes, I did. All right, that's...
He's like, hey, what's up?
It's not very Hollywood at all.
And did it seem like a date, or did it seem like he wanted to go over and practice acting stuff with you?
It definitely seemed like a date. We were being very flirtatious when he asked me, and it was just us.
Oh, cool. Okay. So, like, everybody had gone home, and it was just you two?
Yeah, we were just hanging out outside.
All right. Okay. And what did you guys do when you went out?
Well, he texted me after a couple days and asked me if I wanted to come over and make tamales.
Oh, that's a cute date.
Yeah, he can cook. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, because I guess they're hard to make, and he said he could teach me. So I was like, yeah, that sounds great.
I love tamales. Do you have any left over?
Seriously?
No, sadly.
I don't really care if we do your second date update anymore. I just want some food. Do you enjoy making tamales with him?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. He's really funny, and so, like, he made me laugh, and he was really patient. My tamales were, like, they were so bad.
Yeah.
And,
oh, no.
His were really good, but he was being really helpful with me, so.
Okay. Right. And that sounds romantic to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really romantic. It was nice.
Okay, if you spend some time with this dude making romantic tamales, why do you think he's not calling you back?
I'm not sure. You know, the whole night was really great, and I guess I'm like, you know, you go through things of, like, what went wrong, and there was one point where he pointed out something I do that I didn't realize I did, which is apparently I compartmentalize my food, like, when I eat it.
What do you mean? Like, you make sure it doesn't touch?
Yeah, like, nothing touches, and I eat, like, something one at a time.
You're one of those people?
When I was younger, I was
I didn't realize that I did that.
Oh, you didn't even know that you did that?
No, but I do. Now I'm noticing it, like, every day.
And you said he commented on it. How did he do that?
He just, it was kind of like, oh. And I was like, what? What's going on? And he was like, well, you compartmentalize your food.
That would be the weirdest thing to turn somebody off ever.
Yeah.
You're not letting your tamale touch your beans that are on the plate. And that, my friend, I can't deal.
I thought that, too. I thought that would be a little strange.
I have a hard time believing that would cause somebody to not call you back. How did you guys end everything?
He gave me a kiss on the cheek, and we were like, I'll see you in class, because I had to leave, because I really didn't, like, overstaying my welcome at his place for the first date.
Yeah. Oh, no, you should have slept over. Like, just brought your overnight bag with you.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, right?
So, have you seen him in class?
Yeah, he was in the next class after. You know, we said hi to each other, but then after I was trying to talk to him, he was being kind of cold, a little standoffish. So, I don't know. And I asked him if he wanted to hang out, and he said he was busy.
Oh, the old busy excuse, huh?
Yeah.
Was he being rude to you?
No, I wouldn't say rude. It just wasn't, you know, as welcoming as he had been before.
Right. Because if he liked you and he wanted to continue to see you, he'd do things like sit next to you in class or make eye contact.
Yeah, now it's, like, really awkward when I see him, and we only have a couple classes left, and I just, like, it, you know, it's just kind of strange.
Weird.
And I'm just wondering if I did something wrong, so I thought I'd call you guys to help me figure it out.
Okay. I think it's a food thing. You separated your food like a weirdo, and it ruined your chances with this guy. We'll play a song.
I eat like an 8-year-old.
Yes. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, hold on.